I can't figure why they didn't do the deed themselves instead of leaving it to MacFin. I grimaced. Trying to cover their tracks from the White Council, I said. Denton wants MacFin to take the fall for all the deaths. I think he's lost it. I always wind up in the nicest places when I hang out with you, Dresden. You were tied up, I said. How'd you get loose? She had help, someone said in a slurred, heavy voice. For all the good it will do her. I turned my head to see a naked and dirty Tara West sitting with her back against the wall of the mud. There were five soggy, motionless forms lying around her, the alphas in their wolf shapes. Tara held their heads upon her lap, up out of the water. She looked bedraggled and anguished, touching each of them in turn, very gently. Her amber eyes were dull. I don't get it, I said. Why did they stick us down here? Marconi just keeps a pit trap in his yard? He was planning on trapping MacFin down here until morning, Tara said, when he would be vulnerable.
Whoa,
Murphy said, face pensive. You're saying Denton is responsible for the deaths, all of them?
One way or the other, yeah.
I gave Murphy the rundown on Denton. The way he'd gotten the pelts for him and his people, lost control of the power they'd given him, and set up the street wolves and MacFin to take the blame. Murphy broke out in acidic swearing.
That was the angle I was missing, damn it! No wonder Denton was so hot to keep you off the case and out of the way, and why he wanted to find you so bad after the scene at MacFin's place. That's how he kept showing up everywhere so fast, too. He already knew that someone was dead.
There were shouts from above, and we looked up to see Marconi swing out from the edge of the pit. He hung limply from a rope. His eyes were closed. I watched until he was drawn up in a series of short jerks, until his bowed head bumped the bottom of the hunter's platform above, and then was left there.
What the hell? Murphy said, her voice soft.
Bait, I replied. I closed my eyes for a moment. Denton's stringing him up as bait for MacFin. The loop guru comes in, jumps up to get Marconi, then Denton cuts the rope and drops MacFin down here.
With us, Murphy said quietly. I felt her shivers grow a little more severe. They're gonna drop that thing down in the pit with us.
Oh, God, Harry. Denton or one of his people must have gotten some silver bullets made, I said. They'll just let MacFin slaughter us, then shoot him from up there. I squinted at the edge of the pit. It's a pretty good plan.
What can we do? Murphy asked. She hugged herself hard.
I shook my head.
I don't know.
Nothing, Tara said quietly. Murphy and I looked at her. One of the alphas was stirring, Billy, maybe, and wobbled and fell when he tried to sit up. But at least he could hold his head up out of the water.
Nothing,
she repeated. We are beaten. I closed my eyes and tried to order my thoughts, to push the pain and fatigue back down and put together some sort of plan. Murphy settled beside me, a shivering spot against my side, the cast on her arm pressed against my ribs. I opened my coat, a polite gesture, more a polite gesture than anything else, given that it too was soaked, and slipped the edge of it around her shoulders with my arm. Her back stiffened, and she flashed me a look of indignation, but after a second just pressed as far under the coat as she could and against my side. After a silent moment, she spoke. Her voice came out quiet, uncertain, a far cry from her normal, brisk tones.
I've done some thinking, Dresden. I've decided that there's a reasonable chance that you aren't involved with the killings.
I smiled a little.
That's real big of you, Murph.
Doesn't what Denton did to you sort of prove I'm not involved? She half-smiled and shook her head.
No, Harry. It just means that he wants to kill you and me both. Doesn't mean that I trust anything you're saying.
He wants me dead, Murph. That should mean something in my favor, shouldn't it?
Not really, she said, and squinted at the top of the pit.
From what I can tell, Denton pretty much wants everybody dead, and you could still be lying to me.
I'm not, Merv, I said, my voice soft, cross my heart.
I can't just take your word on it, Harry, she whispered. There are too many people dead. My men, my people, civilians, others, the ones I'm supposed to protect. The only way to be sure is to take you all, everyone involved, and sort things out with you behind bars.
No, I said. There's more to it than what you can prove, Merv. More than what's going to stand up in court. Come on. You and me... We've known each other for years. You should be able to trust me by now, right? I should be able to, Murphy agreed. But after what I've seen, all the blood and death... She shook her head. No, Harry, I don't trust anyone anymore. She half smiled and said, I still like you, Dresden, but I can't. I tried to match her smile, but my feelings were in too much turmoil. Pain, mostly. Physical pain. And a deeper heart hurt. Both for Murphy's sake and for the sake of our friendship. She was so alone. I wanted to go to the rescue somehow, to make her hurting go away. She'd have spit in my face if I'd tried. Murphy wasn't the sort of person who wanted to be rescued from anything. That she accepted as much comfort as my wet coat offered her came as a surprise to me. I looked around the pit again, intently. The other alphas were recovering, enough to sit up, but apparently not enough to move. Tara just sat with her back against the wall, defeated and exhausted. Marconi swung from the platform high above me, not moving, though I thought I might have heard a moan from him at one point. I felt a pang of sympathy for him. However much of a heartless bastard he might be, no one deserved to dangle like bait from a hook. The Alphas, Tara, Marconi, Murphy. They were all where they were because of me. It was my fault they were there, my doing that they were all about to die. Carmichael, the poor jerk, was dead also because of me. So were the other good cops. So was Hendricks. They had to do something about it. I need to get out of here, I told Murphy. Get me out of here and maybe I can do something. Murphy turned her head toward me. You mean... She waved the fingers of her unbroken arm in a vaguely mystic gesture. I nodded. I still had my ace in the hole. Something like that. Right, so how do we get you out of here? You gonna trust me, Murph? Her jaw clenched. It doesn't look as though I have much choice, does it? I smiled back at her and rose to my feet, sloshing around in the water. Maybe we could dig into the walls a bit, make climbing holes. You'll probably get shot once you get to the top, Murphy said. No, I said. I don't think they're gonna want to hang around the pit with McFinn coming. They're bloodthirsty, but not stupid. So, Murphy said, all we need to do is to get you to the top of the pit. And then you're gonna go 1-on-4 with a bunch of armed FBI agents come werewolves and beat them in time to go up against a loop guru that we couldn't stop before with all of your magic gizmos in a building full of police officers. Essentially, I answered. Murphy looked up at me and then shrugged and let out a sort of short, defiant laugh. She stood up too, flicked her hair back from her eyes with a toss of her head and said, I guess it could be worse. There was a soft sound from above and behind me. Murphy froze, staring upward, her eyes becoming almost impossibly wide. I turned my head very slowly. The loop guru crouched up at the lip of the pit, huge and gnarling and muscled and deadly. Its foaming jaws were open, showing the rows of killing teeth. Its eyes gleamed with scarlet flames in the moonlight, and they were fastened on the dangling figure of Gentleman Johnny Marconi. I quivered, and the motion made a slight sound against the water. The beast turned its head down, and when it saw me, its eyes narrowed to glowing slits and let out a harsh, low growl. Its claws dug into the earth at the edges of the pit, tearing through it like sand. It remembered me. My heart started ripping a staccato rhythm in my chest. That same raw, sharp, primitive fear I'd felt before. The fear of simply being jumped on and eaten. Returned in full force for a moment, swept away all thoughts and plans. You had to say that, I said to Murphy, my voice wan and pale. Happy? It's worse.